This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
So I go back to the office, and I get into the Word, and I'm doing it not real happy. And I'm getting in the Word, and I'm studying about this, and I'm studying about that. And I get to studying about light. And I went into some scriptures about light. And then I went into just studying some other things that science knows. That light is a constant. And it's unchangeable. It's the only constant thing. And light travels at 186,282 miles per second. And if to show you how fast light is, if you shot a gun and the bullet traveled the speed of light, it would travel around the surface of the world or the earth seven times before you even pulled your finger off the trigger. That's how fast light is. And it's a constant, okay? So, and they also did a study years ago, a scientific study based on Einstein's theory. And they said this study is a fact according to the theory and the math part of it. And so what the study was is if you sent the math to this, if you sent, let's say, two astronauts in a spaceship out to space at not the speed of light, but 80% of the speed of light, and you shipped them, and you sent them for 15 days out into orbit, and then 15 days back. So that's a total of how many days? 30 days. So when they got back, those astronauts would get out of that capsule, and they would be 30 days older. But because they traveled at the speed 80% of the speed of light, the earth would have aged 10 days, okay? So it would be 10 days older. They would be the same, but the speed of light changed that. So they did the equation to 90%, and when they would go out 15 days and 15 days back, they would be 30 days older, but the earth would have aged 10 years. And then they did it at 99.9% of the speed of light, because you can't go 100 because matter cannot go the speed of light. It would disappear. And it's also called timelessness. And science has discovered timelessness. And Einstein even called it eternity, immortality. Timelessness. That's what he said. It's where you disappear. It's where time matters no more. Right? So they could do the problem and the theory at 99.9. Now watch this. And they sent them out and sent them back. They didn't. It's just, and 30 days older, but the earth would have aged 30,000 years. Now, if you do the math and you do the division, that's one day as 1,000 years as 1,000 years as a day. That's the speed of light. Amen. God is light. Come on now. And so I'm getting all of this stuff in me. And then I get this quote from Brother Hagin years ago. This was 50 years ago when he said it. He said, when science discovered timelessness, they discovered eternity in God. This is what they discovered. God can reveal to man now the hidden things in parallel fashion as they come to us spiritually, as the light gets brighter in the church. So while studying about the light, studying that God is light and the Word is light, guess what happened to my bad attitude? Why? Here's why. Let's look at John 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, that's Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. Click. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All right? In him was life, and the life was the light of men, okay? The life is the light of men, and the light shineth in where? and the darkness comprehended it not. So I studied out what comprehended means. I thought that was a strange word. And in the Greek, it means overpower. So darkness could not overpower the light. It can't. Darkness does not move. It's still. It can only be where light is not. Light always overpowers darkness. Darkness is not necessarily evil. That bad attitude that came on me was darkness. And God, who is light, are you all with me? It does not. And darkness cannot comprehend, but light can overpower it. So what happened was, when I got in the Word, which is the light, it overpowered and it left. And all of a sudden, I heard, watch this, I heard pray for that kicker. I heard pray for his family. Could I hear that when I was in my bad attitude of darkness? So when I heard that, now I am working along with God. Now I can hear God. Now I can not only fellowship, I can partake and partner up with God and do the works. And do the works and show the good works that I'm supposed to do. Why? Because light, not darkness. Darkness is not just evil things. Darkness can be envious. Darkness can be murmuring or complaining or jealousy. That's darkness. And guess what? God is light, and in him, oh, somebody, you better get ready. Some of you think you're going to heaven, yes, but you ain't been working with him. Is it because he's over there going, no, they got bad, I ain't going to work with them. Had nothing to do with that. He can't. He's light. And you have a choice. Amen. Here's the exciting news. You're going to get to work with him. You're going to start working with him like never before. Amen. Are y'all okay? And all right, so now with this in mind, let's read Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light to unto all that are in the house. Click. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your what? Your what? And glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are to shine our lights. Not darkness, not be like the world, but shine, right? When we're in these bad attitudes, when we have we're upset about something or this is that, that's darkness. I'm not even talking about it. I'm just telling you that's darkness. But God is light. All right, now, so with this in mind, I went to, Candy showed me Ephesians 2:10. Let's look at that one. For we are his what? Created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. Okay, I'm not going to go there yet. But I was not able to do good works in my darkness, in this whatever was on me. I'm upset. I was not able to do good works and shine to out, you know, the world because of this, which God ordained us so that we should what? Everybody. Four people, we should what? Walk. Everybody say walk. So we are to walk in these good works. We're to work along with God, shining our lights and walk in them. Are y'all getting this? All right? And I remember when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not what? Walk. Everybody say walk. In darkness. They shall not walk in darkness. They shall not have bad attitudes. They shall not complain. They shall not finger point. They shall not murmur. They shall not gossip. They shall gospel. They shall not get offended. They shall not be in strife. They shall not, come on. No darkness at all. No, when they walk with me, because who is he? He's the light. There's none of that. And if they're doing that and you're upset, and I don't know, let me tell you something. I'll tell you something about that. You are not working with God. You're not. You read the Bible every day, good, but you're still not. Going to heaven, yes, but you are not working with him. Now, I'm going to prove it to you in a verse that just comes out and says it. That's what I'm so excited about. I can't wait to get there. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. But they'll have the light of life. They'll have a good demeanor. So guess what happened to my bad attitude? It was overpowered by the light of the word. Amen? And the Lord said, pray for that kicker. Your good works. But I couldn't do good works with darkness. I couldn't hear God. I wasn't working with God. God's trying to work with me. But I can't because I'm in darkness. And then scripture happened. Psalm 119, 130. The entrance of thy words and giveth understanding even to Chip. Come on. I'm a simple kind of man. The entrance of thy words gave light to me. And darkness has to do what when light comes? Has to. So I called mom. And I'm telling her about this. Guess where she preaches it? At the minister's conference. To you name them, they're there. Of the pastors and ministers of the biggest ministries and churches in the world. And so she has me get up there and share this. And mama says, well, of course we're called, we're commanded to walk in the light. And she says, take this CD and listen to it. It was 45 years old when she preached it. John Osteen heard her. Somebody gave John Osteen, Joel's dad, a tape of mom preaching on walking in the light. And I'm telling you, you ought to get it. And she's preaching it with fire and brimstone. I mean, she's getting after it. John Osteen hears about this. And he invites her to Lakewood Church. And this is Lakewood Church before the big boom. This and mom, I don't know if I want to say, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. But I'm listening to this, taking notes. And mom prophesies in the middle of it. Watch this. Now we know what Lakewood Church is doing. Yeah, that's right. And what it's done. And she's preaching this. And she said, I'm here to tell you, Lakewood Church, God gave a revelation of that theory of relativity to a Jew, to Einstein, so that light could come.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.